الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. درشي پلنه. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, the great leader of this ummah, reunited the ummah after the great turmoil in the form of the Sabai sect and the Khawariji movement. He came and he took full control of the situation, giving strength to the Islamic Empire, the Islamic Khilafat. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was a very powerful individual, a great politician, perhaps the best diplomat one can find in the ranks of great leaders. Very charismatic, a charming individual, and when he would speak, people would want to listen to him. He himself would say that I have won more success with my tongue than my brother Yazid in the battlefield. I have won more success with my tongue than my brother Yazid in the battlefield. Now remember, Yazid here is Yazid bin Abi Sufyan. He is actually the brother of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, not his son. And so this man was a great mujahid during the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. So a very powerful individual. People would often describe Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an as the Sultan who laughs like a child but attacks like a lion. The king who laughs like a child but attacks like a lion. Very powerful individual, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. And it is so important that we cover the biography of this pious Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There has been this concerted effort to tarnish the image of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. Any book that you pick up and you read everything negative about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. And why? Shia narrations and their influence. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an had a difference of opinion from the opinion of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an, and therefore even the authors have not spared Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. In fact, Mufti Taqi Sahib was saying that when he went to the mazar of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an, it is secluded and it is in such a position that it would be difficult for a person even to get there. Why? Because of the Rafizi Shia that are there, who want to desecrate and disrespect the resting abode of this great man, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala. These are people who have spared no one. History testifies that if they had their way, if they had the power, then they would even want to exhume the bodies of the Khulafa'ir Rashid, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And so this should be embedded in the hearts of the Muslims. This is haqq, and this is reality, and this is history. And so we need to understand that. Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a great leader. Wallah, a powerful individual. He was the first king in Islam after the Khulafa'ir Rashid. And it is said that you have to be a very intelligent man to take control of the poets in Arabia. The poets were like the paparazzi of the modern world. They wouldn't spare you. They were like the perhaps the modern tabloid journalists who would wait to spark up any scandal, anything, to lampoon the honor of any individual. This is what they would do. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala and took control of all the poets. Poets were powerful individuals. They were more powerful than the politicians in Arabia. And that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he went to jihad with the companions that were there, Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit radiyallahu ta'ala an would always accompany Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was the sha'ir and the poet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an was a very powerful individual. Now if you look at his biography and if you look at how he would win the hearts of people, there was one strategy that he implemented which was extremely effective. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an would win the hearts of his opponents by giving them expensive gifts. Now this is not to say that this is rishwat. This is not rishwat. This is diplomacy. He was the leader and he knew how to take control of people. A lot of the people out there were people of dunya. And the people of dunya like dunya. The people of dunya like dunya. And so he would give them expensive gifts. And he himself would say that it is more expensive to finance a military campaign than to give expensive gifts. Or otherwise he would even say that it is easy for me to give them gifts and to win the hearts of my opponents rather than to cut off their heads. Rather than to cut off their heads. And so this is a better solution for me. And so that Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala and took control of all the people. This was his diplomacy. And subhanallah, I think this is something that we need to also look into. Huh? Mashallah. Look into this. I recall when we were in Portugal, when I was doing imamat there, the late marhum who was actually the chairman of our masjid there, Masjid Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, a simple man, but all of the elites, counselors and prominent individuals would know him, and they would come to the masjid and they would greet him and they would salute him, and that when they would see you on the road, they say, "Oh, Imam, you're the friend of Sheikh Tayyab Warind, marhum Sheikh Tayyab Warind." Now this man was a simple man, mashallah, where only Muslims were a minority, but how he took control, mashallah, that he would go visit the police, the counselors, and he would give them simple gifts. A £2.50, £3.50 bottle of itar. And say, mashallah, this is a perfume. And they would say, "Oh, Tayyab Warind, every time you come, mashallah, you give us everything." Tayyab Warind would give them. And that way, mashallah, the Muslims had their own cemetery. Muslims won their rights. Muslims were given huquq in that part of the region. And so a simple man, but this strategy that was taken, that is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, give hadiyah to one another, and that will only spark up love for that person in the heart. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an won the hearts of people. Anybody who came to him, this man had an open banquet, dastarkhan, full of food. And he was all ears for the people. The Muslims suffered a civil war during the last years of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, and the entire Khilafat of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. He was a mujahid. When he came, he was eager to spread Islam in the different parts of the world. That is why during the Umayyad dynasty, Islam spread like fire in the bush. Like fire in the bush. As compared to the Abbasid dynasty. The Umayyad dynasty, and this was the barakat of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And so there was this open banquet, people would come and sit. They would actually sit and eat at the dastarkhan of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and speak to him of their queries and the difficulties, and immediately it was resolved. And he would say, go back to your village, go back to your city, and someone would be there to give them hadiah. Someone would be there to give them hadiah. And so when people would return back, they would say that Amir Muawiyah is a great leader. He is a great leader. He actually would entertain all professions. Ulama have mentioned that two things which he disliked was slave trade and musicians. He didn't like music whatsoever. He was a Sahabi of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So ghina, music, was something that was haram. And so he did not entertain anyone of that profession. But anyone else, he would listen to. He was a very pious man. Even Mas'udi, who is a known Shia, and a tough opponent of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'at, when he looks into the life of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, he has no choice but to praise Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. A Shia, Mu'arrikh, says that the night of Amir Muawiyah was in such a way that a greater portion of the night he would spend standing in front of his Lord, standing in front of his Allah in his Salah, and that he would recite the Quran. This was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And when he would recite the Quran, there was no disturbance. Once his son Yazid entered the room, and Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an was praying Quran, he scolded him for the interruption. And he said, I have told you when I recite the Quran, there should be no disturbance. And that is the adab of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so a very powerful individual. We've covered his history, alhamdulillah, a few sessions. Ulama have mentioned also that he was a family-oriented individual. Sometimes you'll find that politicians and people who are too active in the public engagement, that they have no time for their family. But this was not the case with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. He was a good father and a devoted husband. A good father and a devoted husband. Today people can't give time to one wife. People can't give time to one wife. And find me one Sahabi in his biography that only had one wife. Find me one Sahabi that who only had one wife. And subhanAllah, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and had many wives. A man who was devoted and he looked after his family. The first lady was Khawta. The first lady, the first wife was Khawta. And it is said that she died in the naval expedition in Cyprus in jihad with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. She accompanied him. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala had a baby daughter, a girl from this lady, who he had named as Ramla, after the sister of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Just to understand the family setup, Then Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and got married to the sister of this lady, whose name was Fakhita. Fakhita. And Fakhita had two sons and one daughter, Abdul Rahman, Abdullah. And the daughter's name was Hind. The daughter's name was Hind. Abdul Rahman passed away at a young age. And then he got married to a lady whose name was Mulaika. Mulaika was actually the former wife of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And then he married another lady whose name was Aisha. She was the daughter of Hazrat Abdul Rahman. And then he had another slave girl. From that girl he had a daughter whose name was Safiya. And then he also proposed to Naila. She was the widow of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. But the main wife who accompanied Hazrat Amir Muawiyah all the time was a lady whose name was Maysoon. Maysoon was the known wife of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. And from Maysoon the child Yazid was born. So this was the family setup of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. Ulama have mentioned that he was an individual who would discharge his hukuk equally amongst the people and also his family members. It is said that once Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala came, and as he entered, he saw the daughters of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala climbing on top of him from the knees. And so he was amazed, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair. He couldn't sort of picture Hazrat Amir Muawiyah to be so soft with his children. And so he said that, is this what you do at home? So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and said that, don't you know, with a child you should act like a child. With a child you must act like a child. And then he said that, I have seen with my two eyes Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam playing with his grandchildren. Playing with his grandchildren. So he was a different man at home. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was a different man at home. It is said that once his son Abdullah, who was actually married to a lady from the Makhzumi tribe, a very powerful, well-known tribe, Al-Makhzum, the Makhzumi tribe, and for some reason they had a dispute, and he gave her a beating. He gave her a beating. So what did she do? She went and she complained to the brother that this is what my husband has done. So the brother got very angry that how can your husband hit you and beat you in this way. So he came to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and he said to the father that if it was not for your position, I would have sorted Abdullah out, who is your son. But it is your position that prevents me from doing this. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala said, by Allah, in the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everyone was equal and justice was given to everyone. And I am not the man who will contradict that sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And immediately he summoned his son, Abdullah, and he warned him and said to him, I want you to apologize to your wife and show love and affection to her. Apologize to your wife and show love and affection to her, which is the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so this was part of tarbiyah. This was his relationship with the family. On one occasion it is said that he was in his chamber, in his room, and he was occupied reading something and he was sitting on the ground. All of a sudden his son Yazid comes into the room and he saw the maid that was there to clean the room, that she was actually sitting comfortably on the chair of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. So Hazrat Amir Muawiyah is actually reading or doing something engaged, and there she is, this girl, this maid, sitting on the chair of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. And so when Yazid saw her, he said that this is an insult to the family of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, that you are a servant, a female slave, a maid, and that you sit on the chair of my father. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah noticed that Yazid was getting angry. And so he said to Yazid, he said, Yazid, sit down, let me tell you one thing. He said, your servants, the servants of this residence, and the maids are like our children. The servants and the slaves here, the maids are like our children. They deserve all the respect, dignity and honor. And let her sit on this chair. It is by my permission that she is sitting. Allahu Akbar. This was the khulq. This was the akhlaq of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. A very, very powerful individual, my respected brothers. You'll see other individuals who write very negatively about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. If you read anything about Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, one needs to discard that. That is full of fabrication. He is Katibe Wahi, and a man who was closely related to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the sister of Amir Muawiyah was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we look at the jihadi expeditions, subhanallah, this man was so anxious to spread Islam. It is said that the Byzantine emperor once decided to take advantage of the fact that there is this internal conflict between Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, the Syrians, and the Iraqi people who were with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And remember, that was the difference of opinion with regards to the shahadat of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. So this Roman emperor decided that this would be the right time to touch the borders of Islam and to launch an attack. And so immediately Hazrat Amir Muawiyah would want to safeguard the borders of the Islamic Empire. And news was given to him that this is what the Byzantine Emperor is deciding to do. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and quickly wrote a letter, signed and sealed, and that letter was quickly given to a messenger to give to that emperor. And in the letter it was said that news is given to me that you have decided to cross the borders into the Islamic Khilafat. Let me warn you that if you do this, I will make peace with my brother Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and both of us will come with a powerful army, and we will burn Qustuntunya like burning charcoal. We will burn Qustuntunya, which was the Darul Khilafa, the capital of the Roman Empire at that time. Qustuntunya today is Istanbul. And so Istanbul was actually the capital for the Romans. And so he said, be careful. Don't think that there is this internal dispute between us that we are divided. But when it comes to you, the Romans, we are one and we will fight you all the way. And when he read the letter, he said to the army that it is better to take heed from the letter of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. This was the power in the letter and in his writing, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah. That is why Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was also that individual who would write letters for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on one occasion. And perhaps this is one incredible incident in the annals of Islamic history. Mufti Taqi has also mentioned this. And it is also mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala had agreed to a truce between the Muslims, the Islamic Empire, and the Byzantine Empire. That there would be a ceasefire for a number of years. A ceasefire for a number of years. And that was in agreement and it was enforced. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala was very anxious. And he said to the people that when the expiry time comes, of that, when the deadline is there of that truce, what we will do is that the entire Muslim army will stretch towards the borders of the Byzantine Empire. Will stretch towards the borders of the Byzantine Empire. And after the expiry of the deadline of that truce, that agreement of ceasefire, we will immediately launch an attack like an ambush upon the Byzantines and catch them by surprise. They wouldn't know, they wouldn't expect that the Muslims would want to launch an attack so soon after the expiry of the truce, that agreement. And so Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and got the entire army, and the army was hiding in the mountains towards the borders. And then Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and gave permission. Immediately after the deadline, the entire Muslim army flooded into the borders and took over all of the cities in the Byzantine Empire. And they were pushing themselves forward and forward and forward. And they had no choice but to surrender. Now look at the honor and respect that they gave to the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One Sahabi, whose name is Amr ibn Abasa. Amr ibn Abasa radiallahu ta'ala an came, and he said to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, that this strategy that you have adopted is against the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Imagine clear victory. The army is now into the Byzantine Empire. All of the cities want to surrender to the Muslims. But he's saying this is against the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he narrated a hadith. He said, I have heard from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam that if there is a peace agreement between two groups of people, then you have to respect that. And you cannot immediately attack your opponent after this agreement. And so this is in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This would be unfair. And he narrated the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he said that if this hadith is authentic, he verified it. And he said these are the chain of narrators. Subhanallah. And he now then said to the Muslim army that I want all of you to retreat and come back into the Islamic Empire and give back everything that the Muslims had conquered. Ajeeb, my respected brothers and elders. Will you find that in any kind of history today? In any kind of history? Subhanallah. It's difficult to imagine and even to believe that someone who had taken all the cities of the enemies because of one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that this is contrary to the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and gave his instructions and his command that the entire army should return back. Inshallah ta'ala, in the next session we will cover some of the jihadi expeditions in which Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala and himself had participated. This will be in the next session of Darsi Hadith. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين